Highlights of the IRFA Conference Day 2. Natalie Burrows, editor at EBNet. If day 1 was the appetizer, then day 2 definitely delivered the tasty main course of great content at this year's IRFA conference. Highlights for me were panel discussion, sustainable retirement security. In this illuminating conversation, Zarina Kamroudian, African Pension Supervisors Association, and Tendai Matika, UNPRI, sat down with representatives from the IRFA board to discuss the issues facing the South African retirement industry, not least of all being inclusion. Among the obstacles discussed were data fragmentation, lack of expertise, resource constraints, infrastructure gaps. In a country that invests less than 3% of retirement fund assets in infrastructure, compared to 10% on OECD countries, and 20% in Canada, we really are positioning ourselves on the back foot and, as Tendai succinctly put it, ignoring ESG is not an option. On the issue of savings in the informal sector and fostering financial inclusion, Zarina pointed to the Ejo Heza Micro Pensions Initiative in Rwanda as a successful case study that made an enormous impact on the savings of citizens. FSCA update. Zarina Kamroudian, this time in her capacity as the department head, fund governance and trustee conduct at the FSCA, shared updates from the conduct authority, including stats on the number of active funds, 1,329 in January 2024, to 858 in August 2025. The fund cancellation process remains a priority. The process has been revised and the revised process successfully tested. Zarina invited the industry to email complex cases to termination.specialproject@fsca.co.zan. Claimed benefits remain on their radar, with a first step identified as cleaning and enhancing the FSCA's unclaimed benefits database. There is an intention to focus on fund expenses, format to still be determined, the implementation on COFI, imminent. AI in pension fund governance. In this session, speakers shared some of the possible use case of AI in pension fund governance. From taking over repetitive tasks, like comparing your fund's financial statements or asset allocations, to applying critical thinking to uncover some of your decision-making blind spots, there's no getting away from it. We need to get our heads around using AI in our governance structures. This does, however, come with some pretty stern warning labels. So now what? Although not a specific topic on the agenda, many of the sessions challenged attendees to move from talking to doing, especially when it comes to member communication and engagement. Catch them at the aha moment. Policy and legislation. Australia has phenomenal pensions coverage despite persistent levels of financial illiteracy. ESG investing, and the measurement thereof. You'll either be managing assets or managing expectations. Fund governance. An active taking of control of decision-making and robust interrogation of what is possible. For me, one of the key messages and imperatives coming out of this year's IRFA conference is the need for industry collaboration, a collective that delivers more than the sum of its parts. Having just been treated to 2 days of content from the industry's leading minds and looking at successful case studies in Australia, Rwanda and elsewhere, I've realized that we do have the solutions between us. It comes down to will. Are we willing to do what it takes? Ends. Author at Natalie Burrows, EBNet plus posts bio at Natalie Burrows, EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link feedback from the 2025 IRFA Conference Day 1 at Natalie Burrows, EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link me pics for the 2025 IRFA Conference at Natalie Burrows, EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link the 2025 Sanlam Benchmark Symposium. My key takeaways at Natalie Burrows, EBNet hash Malongui dash disabled dash link Batsetta, S Winter Conference 2025. Highlights from day 2 share on your socials.